They have just started construction on the new Buc-ee's. It'll be off of I-24 on Joby Jackson Parkway.
Cool.
My girlfriend and I were going down to South Murfreesboro to go to a Goodwill store. Well, since we're in the neighborhood, why don't we drive by and see how construction's going on the new Buc-ee's?
My God. how hard up for entertainment are you? Who likes cubicles?
Nobody,
no. Right?
So there's this woman on Reddit. She's definitely asking, am I the jerk? Because she has been working at this company for a while, and they only have a few limited offices. Everybody else is in Cubicle City.
Right.
So when one of her coworkers went out on maternity leave in 2023, a couple of years ago, there was an open office. So she asked management if she could get the next of it, that open office.
Yeah.
And they let her move in. The woman who was out on maternity leave, after her maternity leave was up, decided she was going to use the company's work from home policy.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
She's been at home for a couple of years now.
Okay.
Well, as of Monday, everybody has to come back in and work in the office.
Oh, yeah. A lot of companies are doing that.
So she came in and said, like, hey, when are you going to clear out of my office to the woman who took it over?
Yikes.
And she's like, I'm not leaving.
Ooh.
And she's saying, well, you should let it go because I was out on maternity leave and I should get my office back.
Yeah.
And so this woman is saying, no, yes, you were out on maternity leave, but then you chose to work from home.
Yeah.
Basically, in her opinion, she gave up her right to the office.
Sure. Yeah,
I have my plants in here. I put my Jonas Brothers poster up. Yeah. This is all mine now.
Yeah.
Right? So is the woman coming back to work? Is she like a higher ranking employee?
Apparently not.
Really?
Oh.
And management said, nope. We only have a limited amount of offices, and when they become open, there's kind of like a little, kind of a lottery for
like
those things.
Process, so, sort of.
Yeah, so like the people in the office are no different from the people in the cubicle. There's just, they don't have a whole lot of offices.
Right, okay.
So they're saying she gets to stay.
So but the squatter gets to keep the office.
Right.
Okay.
But she's getting the stink eye from the woman who came back from maternity leave and work from home.
I mean,
what do you guys think?
I don't think it's fair to expect or assume that your office will still be there for you 2 years after you've left.
Yeah.
When you chose to work from home.
I think it's completely reasonable if you just went out on maternity leave.
Right.
You get whatever you had before when
totally.
You come back.
Yeah, when you come back.
I agree.
But if you chose to work from home for a while, for like almost 2 years, then all of a sudden you have to come back.
Yeah, you can't expect that office to stay open, especially if there's only a limited number and you're all on the same playing field. If,
right.
If she was like a rank above her, then yeah,
right.
Yeah, if she was like more
or a
higher up in
job.
Management or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had like a need for privacy,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
People's,
yeah.
You know, banking information or something was discussed or something, but I guess it's not the same. Everybody's kind of at the same level.
That yeah. would irritate me though, being a part of that company and only a few people like, we're on the same level, but you get an office, like that would piss me off. And
yeah.
I had to work in a cubicle.
But then again, you know, if I had the office, you know, if that woman was giving me the stink eye, that's why I'd just be able to shut the door.
Uh-huh.
I'll put some blinds up.
Yep.
I don't even have to see you.
That's the perk of an office.
Yep.
You can give me the stink eye as much as you want when I'm in the coffee room, but then I'm going back to my office
yep.
and slamming the door.
I'd kick my feet up on the desk, put my
that's
phone
right.
on speakerphone.
Completely separate myself from the cellar dwellers out
yes,
there.
That's
Cubicle
right.
City.
Sorry, normies.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Our mighty, mighty Tennessee Titans are all alone in absolutely last place.
Mm.
We are 1-9. Even the Las Vegas Raiders have won more games than the Titans.
Jeez.
So that means that the Titans once again are in line to become the first pick in the NFL draft.
Man.
What will they do with it this time?
They should trade it away.
We should give it to somebody
yes.
who looks for a quarterback, and maybe we can get somebody, you know, on the offensive line
yeah.
that might help in the future
yeah.
to not have our quarterback crushed.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering, why does the internet suck today?
Yeah.
It's because a big part of the internet infrastructure was down for a good portion of the night and this morning, taking down sites like ChatGPT, Twitter, Shopify, and others, but they say they've got it all fixed now.
All right.
Good.
Good deal. Awesome.
Well, Amazon is going to start selling used cars. They have a deal with Ford now. Only used cars. They're going to debut in LA, Seattle, and Dallas, and then they're going to add other locations over time. Sorry to report, though, they're not going to deliver the cars. You do have to go to the dealership.
Still have to go to the dealership as opposed to finding it on your porch in the morning.
No Amazon Prime for the cars. But yeah, 180 dealers have signed on so far. So
yeah.
I never thought you'd be able to buy a car on Amazon, but
especially
here we are.
A used one.
Yeah.
I know.
Wouldn't you want to like drive it first?
You'd want to
check
test
it out.
Drive it, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. They're making it more and more that we don't have to leave our house. Yep. So why do we need a car?
Right? It's going to backfire.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Not only is it Thanksgiving and Christmas time, it's the season of giving. And one of the many ways that we can all give is through the Angel Gift Tree, where you can, you know, take a tag for a kid and buy them stuff that they've wished for.
That's cool, yeah.
Really cool. Well, there's this one influencer on TikTok, if you can even call her that, because she doesn't really influence a lot. Like, she's awesome.
She does good things.
Yeah, her name's Serena Neal on TikTok. She pulled one, and on it, the kid wanted a female calico cat specifically.
Okay.
His support dog died, so he wanted a support calico cat.
Okay.
So she called Angel Tree, and she was like, does he want a real cat or just a stuffed animal? He did, in fact, want a real cat, so they got in contact with the mom to make sure it was okay. So Serena went out, adopted a cat for him, spent probably $1,000 at Petco to get him all of the things he needed.
Wow.
Went above and beyond for this kid and totally made his night. She was actually able to meet him too.
Wasn't sure if the boy was going to be there, but he was. And so I got to watch him meet his new cat. And he is so sweet. And the cat is so sweet. And I hope that they just have the best life together.
Oh,
it's just awesome.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, I love that.
You see an Angel Tree, grab one of those.
Yeah.
And you can do the same.
Yep.
Yeah. It's awesome seeing an influence through something nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. You're listening to Woody and Jim in the Morning.
Totally hits 93.3.
This is Woody. I live in Murfreesboro, and us in Rutherford County are very excited because sometime within our lifetime, we are going to be getting a new Buc-ee's.
Woo!
Sorry, right. Crossville. We're going to have one closer. But yeah, they have just started construction on the new Buc-ee's. It'll be off of I-24 on Joby Jackson Parkway.
Cool.
My girlfriend and I were going down to South Murfreesboro to go to a Goodwill store. And said, well, since we're in the neighborhood, why don't we drive by and see how construction's going on the new Buc-ee's?
My God, how hard up for entertainment are you?
Well, it is Rutherford County.
You were the same guy. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were making fun of like all the news stations because they would put out a story every time they got like a permit. You're like, oh, they opened the bucket? Oh, no.
No, yeah,
they got a permit
they got
to
some
think about
filed.
Making.
Yeah.
Something.
So, yeah. So is there like a building there?
Well,
or what,
we drove out there. We were past that exit we're in, and then we're looking around, and we're like, well, maybe at least they're starting some of the, some of the landscaping and some of the, parts putting the building down.
Sure.
It's just pretty much just an empty field. That
they had. So it's like it's a place of mud and some grass.
Yeah, it's mud. For right now, it's mud.
How long did you stare at it?
We did get out of the car or anything.
Oh, it's kind of like
you didn't pose for any selfies with
the future
field behind you,
the future home of Buc-ee's that maybe 1 year or even less from now I'll be able to stand right here and get me some beaver nuggets.
You should have done a before and after picture.
Yeah.
You have to go back.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
Maybe that's it. I'll do one of those, time lapse photographer.
Yeah, every week.
Slowly will build up. Yeah, I'll just go there once a week, and then I'll have a little, dialogue online.
I know there's a place in Murfreesboro where they're going to paint the side of a building. You want to go watch that paint dry?
Where is it?
Medical Center Parkway, where everything is.
Yeah. That's right.
You know how to live it up. You are wild, mister.
We are starved for entertainment in Rutherford County. So. We'll have to put up tents out there or something.
Here's
like
an
that.
Empty field. Yeah. In 11 short years, they're going to put up a new JCPenney. You want to go look at it? Yeah.
And nobody likes JCPenney. Sorry.
No.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's time to do that gender wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Trees gone. You need your trees gone. You can contact Tree Fellers, localtreefellers.com. We have for the ladies Ann in White's Creek. For the guys, we have Bobby in Smyrna.
Hey, guys, welcome to the show. Let's get to know you a bit. Let's start with Ann. Who has the best burgers?
So my husband has the best burgers.
Your husband makes his best burger. Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right.
Yes, they're wonderful.
Bobby, what about you? Who has the best burgers?
I'm still going with Gabby's.
Gabby's excellent.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Over by the former Greer Stadium.
Oh, yeah, that's
yes.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest if you get stuck. Here we go. And baseball, hockey, or basketball? Which professional sport plays the most games during the regular season?
Baseball.
Baseball
is correct.
They play a lot.
Yes, they do.
It's like 160.
162 games, yeah.
Golly. All right, Bobby, is Yellowtail a brand of shoes, wine, or nail polish?
Wine.
Wine.
You're right.
Good job.
Nice. Tied up.
Okay, and Thunderball, Moonraker, and No Time to Die are all movies featuring what action movie star?
James Bond
is right. Good job.
Okay, Bobby, who is Lindsay Lohan's co-star in the Freaky Friday movies?
Screw.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Jamie Lee Curtis.
It is.
Ann is right.
Nice. Yeah.
And because of that, Ann has a 3-1 lead. Bobby has no chance at a comeback.
That means you are the winner, and congratulations.
Yay. Congratulations.
Aw,
Bobby's a good sport. And congratulations, you did great. We enjoyed having both of you. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Now, Gina, you've been, of course, stopping your husband, Landon, from putting up Christmas decorations.
Yeah, I'm the horrible.
Because you're just a Scrooge.
Yes, I'm the Grinch, and I look like the Grinch right now, too. So
No, you don't.
I got the belly like the Grinch.
You are wonderful and glowing with child about to happen.
Yeah, when does the glow kick in? I only have acne. This isn't fair. Sorry, I know we're sidetracking, but.
That's all right. You know,
right.
Of course, you
legitimate,
say,
right.
You know, not before Thanksgiving, it is say for Christmas. A lot of places have already got a head start. I mean, usually you have to wait till after Thanksgiving to actually go and see Santa at a mall.
I know.
They've been out since the 1st of November.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I just saw it like Opry Mills and at like the Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
Green Hills Mall. All the Santas are already out.
I saw a post today and I looked at the dates and a lot of them, were like the first week, like November 7th.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
They didn't even wait to thaw out Mariah Carey. They just
said,
let's do it.
They've already had like breakfast with Santa.
Yeah.
All those things. Yeah.
That is so crazy.
It's all so early. I don't know. Maybe it's just because the way things are in the world right now. People want to hurry up and get to Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Give us something to look forward to.
Yeah. And it's late this year too. So not as much time to celebrate Christmas, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the see the Santa at Green Hills Mall?
I have not.
Because that's the bougie mall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bougie Santa.
It's a bougie Santa.
Is it?
And he's like, he doesn't wear red. He wears green.
No.
He's too hip.
He is, yeah.
Green velvet.
Oh, my gosh. Does he have like a shorter beard and a cool mustache? You know?
I don't know.
Is he jacked?
I don't know if he's as good as Hot Target Santa.
Right? But definitely if he lives in Green Hills, you know, when he's not at the North Pole.
Yes.
He's definitely driving a like black Volvo station wagon.
Oh, yeah.
He's living
my gosh.
The whole Green Hills stereotype.
Yeah. He would hand you a candy cane, but his hands are weighted down by all the diamonds he's wearing.
His diamond watch.
If you guys haven't heard about GameStop, they've always had kind of a trade-in policy where you could bring in like an old game system and get credit for stuff in the store.
Yeah.
Well, they have an interesting new promotion coming up December 6th. It is their Trade Anything Day.
Okay.
Where you can bring anything into the store to trade for store credit.
It doesn't have to be video games or anything
no.
like that.
No. It could be slippers.
It could be slippers.
Wow.
They have a list of things they won't take.
Okay.
But, like, okay. You can't bring a live animal in.
Okay, oh, well, yeah.
Or a dead animal.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
But you can bring a taxidermied animal.
No.
So if it's like, you know.
So if you have like a moose on the wall
yes,
or you know, you have
that would be
a
legit.
Deer on the wall that you got at Cracker Barrel.
Yes, you could get a Mario Kart game maybe if you trade that in.
Oh my gosh.
So like hit me with some weird things and I'll tell you if they'll accept them or not.
Okay. What about like canned food?
Totally acceptable.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. I checked for food. Food is okay. You can't bring alcohol, tobacco, drugs, or pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Unicycle. Can I bring a unicycle in?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But you can't bring in small electronic equipment, televisions, and old fax machines. Because they realize, oh, people are going to see us as a dumping ground for all that stuff they can't get rid of.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Instead of driving out to the country and leaving that old sofa or, yeah, or boat out
exactly
in the field somewhere, you could take it to GameStop.
Yeah, what about like a broken dresser?
Actually, it has to fit in a 20 by 20 by 20 inch box.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that does
so,
limit
so,
yeah, stuff.
I can't take in my Walter White Winnebago or anything like that.
Right.
Okay, all
right. Right, yeah. So you can't also bring in any weapons and ammo.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited about this. This is fun.
Frankly, if you walk in with a machine gun, you can pretty much have whatever you want.
True, yeah, yeah. They don't publicize that, but it's probably true, yeah.
But that's not part of the trade of the day.
So wow. December 6th.
Yeah. I they also will not accept any sexual explicit items.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And anything that resembles a body part.
So yeah, if you have
so no blow up dolls.
Yeah, yeah. If you have an inflatable girlfriend, you can't take it over there.
You know? You can't dump your inflatable girlfriend.
Because yeah, she'd be sad anyway.
Yeah. Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The National Guard troops in Memphis are on pause. A Tennessee judge blocked the National Guard from being deployed there for a while, saying that they didn't have the authority from the state to just let the governor say, come on and go into Memphis.
Hmm.
They said that it requires more than that. The state says, no, it doesn't. So they've got 5 days to appeal. But right now, the troops are sitting idly by.
If they go to Memphis, they need to bring more guns. They don't want to be outmanned by all the guns that are already in Memphis. If Elf is your favorite Christmas movie, you can own the outfit that Will Ferrell wore in the movie. It's going up for auction next month. Betting starts at about $65,000.
Jeez.
They say it'll probably fetch around $300,000. It actually has his name on the belt and everything. One of those, thing of authenticity. And all that. So, yeah, if you want to dress up and, you know, look awkward.
That's got to
for a lot of money.
That cannot smell good.
Anything that's been in a movie like that. Yeah.
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 Sure, it's going to be $300,000, but it's going to be another $300,000 to have it dry cleaned.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So, Gina, not a good experience?
At Target, no. So, I ordered online a breast pump. Because that's kind of a necessity. And they delivered the wrong one. So in the mail, I got the wrong breast pump. So I
didn't know they had a bunch of different varieties of them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot to choose from.
I'm clueless.
Yeah. Okay. No, there's... Yes. We can get into that
Although
later.
I have to admit, I've never shopped for a breast
yeah,
pump.
Yeah. Consider yourself lucky. So they deliver the wrong one. So now I have to like go to a store and exchange it or return it, whatever. So I go return it. They were awesome. Gave me a merchandise card. So we leave Target. I go home, attempt to buy the breast pump I need online. Well, no, the merchandise card you can only buy in, or you can only use in store.
Oh, you can't use it online on their website. You have to actually
so now you
physically
have to go
be in the store.
Back to Target?
Yes.
Oh.
So that's frustrating, but it is what it is. So I placed another order for some Christmas presents, and unbeknownst to me, they break up the order. So half gets shipped, half I have to go pick up.
Oh, that's a pain.
Yes. So, and you only have like 3 days to pick it up. So yesterday was the last day. So I go down to Brentwood to go pick it up because that's the store Target chose for me.
Okay.
So there's no available breast pumps there. So I go pick up the candy that I ordered. So stupid. And I was like, hey, can I order the breast pump in this store and go pick it up at a different location with this merchandise card? And
the woman... Oh, their heads are spinning.
Oh, yeah. The woman helping me was like, yeah, you can add it as a gift card. And I was like, no, I tried that. And so we went through the steps. Of course, no, didn't work. So she was like, no, you can't order it here. You have to go to the actual store. So I had to leave the Brentwood and Target to drive up to, or the Target in Brentwood to drive up to the Target in Mount Juliet because they only had two more breast pumps left in that store.
And you had to get there before they were sold.
Right, right. Because I couldn't reserve or do anything.
Uh-huh.
So I went up there and online the breast pump is on sale for $173 versus $216.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Yeah. And it's kind of a necessity. So I get there and of course it's not on sale in store. So I'm like, great. So I find a worker and I'm like, hey, can I, you know, can I get the discount online? And they're like, I don't know. Like, it's not showing up. And I'm like, no, like, no. So I go to a different person. I'm like, hey, this is on sale online. I need this price. And she's like, just show it to me and you'll get it. I'm like, cool. So it all worked out. I used my merchandise card there and it all worked out, but it was so frustrating. I spent like 2 hours on the road just going from Target to Target because the stupid merchandise card you can only use in store and you can't ship from different stores or order in one store and pick up in another. It's so dumb.
So it wasn't the employees at Target that made you mad.
Right.
It was just the overall company.
Yeah. The Target itself sucks. Yeah.
Okay.
They suck. The employees there were so nice. They were great. Very helpful. But Target, you suck.
The people that run it. So your whole goal was to not have to go to Target, but you actually had to go three times?
Yes.
Several different Targets.
To several different Targets.
Wow.
Yeah. It was awful. It was brutal.
They should know what they're doing, you know, because, you know, they're going to make a pregnant woman really mad.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be the first ones up against the wall when the revolution comes.
Yeah, they're lucky I'm not a crier because I would have cried.
So I have a friend that gave me kind of a philosophy of life thing that I think is kind of true.
Okay.
He said you can tell where you are in Tennessee by what happens when you're naked on your front porch.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, for those of us who are naked on our front porch a lot.
Yeah.
So he says if you're naked on the front porch and nobody can see you,
yeah,
you're in rural Tennessee.
Yeah.
You're out in farm country.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Or you're super rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Lots of space between you and the next house.
Only
right?
The cows will be able to judge you.
Yeah.
If you're naked on the front porch and the neighbor calls the cops on you, you're in a suburb of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're in like Brentwood or somewhere.
Yeah.
If you're naked on the front porch and no one cares, you're in East Nashville.
Oh, yeah? Okay. That's funny.
Naked and East Nasty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or you make eye contact with the person across the street from you who is also naked on the front porch.
Wearing a toboggan with a man bun.
Yeah.
Well, if you're naked on the front porch and your neighbor is also naked on the front porch and waves at you, you're in Florida.
Oh, I like it. Oh, that's funny.
No kidding. Tomorrow we'll be back. We'll have Wet Nose Wednesday. That's always fun. And our little segment about unpopular opinions called If I'm Being Honest.
Yeah.
So we'll want you to share yours along with us. What are we doing today, you all?
I'm going to go to the gym. Then I've definitely got to go and get a new eye exam.
Mm.
I mean, it's about like, I don't need glasses for everything, just like distance and stuff, like go to sporting events and things like that.
Mm.
But I'm finding I need them a little more than that.
Okay.
I haven't been to the eye doctor in like 10 years, so
wow.
I'm due.
Yeah, that's true.
Dang.
New glasses coming at some point.
I have some meetings. My mom will be in town shortly, so I'll see her. And then we're hosting our final Bible study tonight.
Cool.
Before the holiday break. Yeah.
You have to drag your parents in here.
I know. Oh, yeah.
They'd love to get up early.
It will not be dragging, let me tell you. We'll have to turn off the microphones because my mom will try and steal the attention, I'm sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Right. Yeah. And their parents. So they get up at like 4 a.m. and they're ready for anything.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I made a list of all the stuff I have to do today. Hold on. Take a nap. Okay.
All right.
All set.
I love that.
Catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.